Their one and only debate. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Democratic challenger Charlie Crist squared off Monday night. Crist blasting DeSantis for going to a football game Friday night before Hurricane Ian hit the state's west coast.
Didn't encourage Lee County to evacuate. And as a result, 100 people lose their lives. That's not a good record. And that's not good leadership.
DeSantis pointing out that Crist was in Puerto Rico at the time of the hurricane.
And then when he got back, what did he do? His campaign was soliciting campaign contributions from storm victims. That is unacceptable.
The two traded barbs over the pandemic, immigration, abortion, and gender transition surgeries. Crist also challenged DeSantis to promise, if reelected, to serve his full 4 years as governor rather than run for president. DeSantis brushed off the challenge and hit back by vowing to put Crist out to pasture. The country's latest school shooting leaves a St. Louis student and teacher dead.
One is a 61-year-old white female. She was transported and pronounced at a local hospital. The second is a 16-year-old black female. She remained on the scene, was pronounced there.
Police Chief Michael Sachs says cops shot and killed the gunman, 19-year-old Orlando Harris, but not before Harris killed those two people and wounded seven others. Hours after the shooting, the White House again calling on the Senate to pass an assault weapons ban. An AP NORC poll shows nearly two-thirds of Americans feel the U.S. government is not doing enough to fight climate change. That, as respondents admit, they have limited to no awareness of President Biden's and Democrats' sweeping new law that commits the U.S. to its largest ever investment to combat global warming. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
More evidence emerges in the double murder trial of Alex Murdoch in South Carolina.
Prosecutors in the case say they have proof that shows disgraced lawyer Alex Murdoch allegedly waited an hour to call 911 after arriving at the family's hunting lodge, where he told operators he found his wife Maggie and son Paul with gunshot wounds last summer just after 10 p.m. the night of the crime. According to local reports, the new evidence came from a private investigator who was monitoring the Murdoch's actions while investigating a case in which Murdoch's son Paul was accused of killing a 19-year-old friend of his in a boating accident while allegedly under the influence in 2019. Prosecutors revealed the video allegedly places Alex Murdoch at the crime scene 1 hour and 15 minutes before he called 911.
Fox's Laura Engel. North and South Korea exchange warning shots.
The neighbors share a tense land border stretching roughly 150 miles in a sea boundary. And that's where the incident took place. South Korea's Navy issued alerts and fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship that violated the Western Sea boundary. North Korea's military says its defense units responded by firing 10 rounds of artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters where naval enemy movement was detected. The sea boundary has led to long-running animosity. The border has been in question since the end of the Korean War. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Broadway is going back to the future.
Set your destination date to June 30th, 2023, because BTTF B-Way is arriving on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater. Tony Award winner Roger Bart is slated to star as Doc Brown, with English actor Hugh Coles playing George McFly, reprising their roles from the show's West End version. No word yet on who will play Marty McFly. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
And the Dow closes at its highest level in 6 weeks. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.